Blog Talk Radio.
Bob. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sweet Discussions on Blog Talk Radio. We are going to be discussing spring. I am part of All Poetry, one of the largest poetry sites on the internet, and I want to thank Kevin for allowing us to do this on his lovely site. And inside that site, you will see a team of voices. Thanks to Deb and her brilliance. We are a wonderful group of poets, writers, and people that just like to talk about poetry, write poetry. And tonight I have that group here with me, and anybody else that would like to jump in and call and talk about what we're doing. That's a lot of fun. If you want to call and jump in, the number is 646-668-2837. And tonight, we're going to talk about change, spring, and any of those things that you want to talk about. And right now, I have the wonderful Mr. Rackentor with me. So, say hello, Rack.
Hey.
Hey.
You know, when you get to be my age, change is usually refers to adult diapers, so.
I know. That's what I was going to say. I change my underwear a lot. But that's just because people scare me. No, not really. Not at all. Trying to take a deep breath. I have been going and going and going and being frustrated and all of those things. And my computer was being a pain and running amok trying to get that straight. And my husband's in here trying to get things straight for me. And it's just been like, ugh. And I ran on my treadmill this morning. I ran too much, too soon, I think. But, hey, I did a 20-minute mile, so I'm very happy about that. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Yes. Which is amazing after everything. Yeah. Very excited about that, you know. It's my second one, so I'm hoping I maybe can put two to, maybe I'll put two together, but I – I'm so exhausted after the first one. I don't know if that's going to happen, but maybe. I'm hoping. I have this really cool, melt smelly candle wax on my desk, and it says, "Remember to stop and chase the fireflies." So that's kind of what I thought of spring because, you know, fireflies, even though there are no fireflies where I live. So that's very sad. I miss the fireflies.
You need to import some.
They don't live in the altitude, but so it's really sad. But, yeah. I think one of my shows should be about, like, your favorite bug. I don't know.
I want to be someone's like, favorite bug.
A bug in a rug. You know, like ladybugs or fireflies. I don't think a lot of people like mosquitoes.
Oh,
but,
no.
You know,
can't be them.
You
There's a lot of
I don't know. I'm thinking like ladybugs, fireflies. I mean, there are people that are fascinated with. I don't know. I was thinking about that earlier because of my thing. It's like I keep staring at it, and it's like, the bug
the
show. But who knows? Praying mantis, the dragonfly. I love dragonflies. Oh my god, I'm so obsessed with them.
They're fascinating.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
Absolutely nothing. Just, you know,
not
existing.
A thing, huh?
Yeah, you know. One fight here, one fight there, you know.
Just living the dream, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's trying to get, what do you call it? They call it tier review for your medications where they change what they charge you. You got to go through fights for that. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. My friend at my doctor's office, oh, my God, she was ready to kill someone the other day. My company, I'm not ashamed to mention, stay away from Express Scripts. That drove her up the wall. I mean, they're so stupid sometimes. They send out notifications that say, you know, your request was granted, and then they say, your request was denied. We need this additional information. And then she was filling out the paperwork that they sent her, the additional information, and sending it back, and then they were faxing it back to her again. The same three pages over and over, like a vicious loop. But anyway, just stupid.
It's one of those things, isn't it?
In relation to the spring cleaning, you know, it's they don't approve. It's not like a tacit blanket approval. It's like, you know, for the next we'll approve it for the next year. You know, it's like, so we're going to have to go through this again next year? Thanks a lot, you know?
Always. It drives
me insane. I play with the words, you know. I argue with them that they sit there and they're like, you know, you're on permanent disability. Okay, so the word permanent has nothing to do with it. You're going to keep reviewing it every year. It's like, what a waste of resources. Why call it permanent then?
I don't know.
No, it's stupid.
Well, we're gonna start the night with one of my favorite poems that I actually wrote. It's not really one of my favorite, but it's a spring poem. It's actually one of my favorite paintings. This is the painting, the picture I use is a painting by Doris Snyder. And I love the painting. The reason I love the painting is it's because it's based off a photograph I took. So I happen to like
really?
That. Because, it's a photograph I took that she painted. And it's a photograph
That's
in the
awesome.
Sinks. Yeah, so I'm just a little narcissistic about it. But, I kind of like it. I have all kinds of poems about spring and fall, and, yeah. So,
I mean, that's impressive.
I
think that's really impressive to take a picture that an artist is motivated enough to base a painting off of. That's really phenomenal.
Yeah, and that it was sold. So that's why it was sold at auction. So, again, just being a narcissist. Yeah, I was pretty impressed. I was very happy about it. So, and this is Spring Awakes by Sweet Pea. Winds begin to warm and gently stroke spring away. Trees yawn and neophyte leaves begin to rise from cradle of buds. Flowers from seasons past peek out of slumber, shake off winter's breeze, and stretch toward the sun. Colors burst and dissolve winter's gray. The green grass the yellow dandelion. Clouds fluffy and white, surf blue skies in longer days, a bright, warm sunlight. Temperatures are not yet cool. Porch swings sway with morning coffee and lemonade in evening twilight. Children play outside and giggles float in wind streams. Summer love plants a seed and young lovers hold hands and wonder. Gentle rains splash away months of sidewalk dirt, their scent of purity that floats into memories. And we know that spring is awakening. End poem.
Wow.
That's my little
bit. Yeah, that definitely has that feeling of awakening and cleansing and rebirth, even, you know, and the fact that you mentioned the kids is a nice little addition, you know, that kind of comes with it, the children all from school playing spring break, you know, that idea. But, you know, on a more, I guess, what's the word, the younger level, you know, a more...
innocent.
Well, no. I'm thinking there's the opposite of geriatric, childlike, childish. I know there's a word. What the hell's Pretty Bird? Anita? Pretty Bird!
I just had somebody come on board, and then they left. Oh, no. Come back. Oh, God, the studio's been a pain in the butt, I'm telling you. They're bleeping on, they're bleeping off. Oh, that's horrible. Come back to me.
I never left your side. Even the rain can't wash me away.
I know, but this is going nuts. I can't believe it. Wait, here they are. I think it's Heavenly Angel. Hello? Stay with us, 270.
I'm Heavenly Angel. No, this is Wayne.
Oh, it's Wayne.
Yeah.
Wayne.
Yeah, quit raining for a minute. I thought I'd cut. It's been crazy here, lightning and thunder and going crazy, and all the kids came over here. Whew, finally quit for about 30, 40 minutes. I thought I'd call in. That wore me out.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad to be there. I seen you said you wanted to dance.
I do want to dance.
There you go.
Wayne.
What an evening. It was a great evening. Lightning and thunder and kids screaming. Phew. I gave them all $10 a piece and told them to run for Walmart.
I've missed you.
I missed you too. How's your dog doing? Dog do good last time? Did he win some trophies?
Yeah, she did. She won. It's amazing.
Wooden
frisbee. It's amazing.
Cool.
She got the coveted wooden frisbee.
She did.
All
she
right.
got a coveted wooden frisbee. I was very proud of her. Very, very proud.
If I was a dog, I'd perform for you too.
Aww. I'm so excited.
Yeah. 2 hours of begging, roll over, play dead.
Yeah, rub my belly.
Oh, I would.
Oh.
I would rub your belly. So excited.
It's more exciting than the storm.
So, Wayne, I will get you up right away in case the storm interrupts you. But
give me about 2 minutes to get my nerves kind of settled down a minute. Give me like 2 minutes.
Okay, I will give you a couple minutes. We'll just go back to my happy little world. Because I'm
how many people
like,
we got? Just me and you,
just you and just you and Rack
yep.
right now.
Well,
I'm like going
anything,
through my spring poems and enjoying myself and
Angel.
I can have Rack close his eyes if we do anything.
Angel's on the board.
Oh, Angel, yay.
Oh, good. Yeah.
All right, become. Breathe deep. I think I can do it now if you want me to. You need to read a poem, I'll read one for you.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm calmed down.
Oh. Are you?
Yes, I'm calm now. I'm calm and peaceful.
Are you?
I need another beer.
Okay.
Is it on the board?
No,
yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I mentioned, yeah, she's on the chat board, yeah.
Oh, good.
Who's Heavenly? Hey, Heavenly.
Hey, yeah. I have one ready for me if you want to listen to me and calm down first.
I will. Go ahead. Use what you want to do. I'll do whatever I'm following you.
That excites me.
Well, I just... see. And then I'm going to read... Okay, well, I'm going to read this one because I put it on the board already. And then I'm going to read
cool.
Wayne, and then we're going to read Heavenly Angel.
Cool.
Okay, so... All right, so this is Magnolia Whispers, which I wrote inspired by Felon, which was shut down. And this is another great spring because I love spring. Okay, so this is Petals of White Cradle Golden Crown, saturated in sweetest scents of floral rains. Proper Southern Lady, gracious flower by name. Prickly weeds green with envy. Camouflaged soldiers on belly sprawl seem to choke the stems of beauty's lore. Magnolia stands against the horde, waiting for a hand to pluck her from the weeds, calling out her name, my sweet. And poem.
Oh.
I love that. But hey, now back to the real. The real show. We'll get back there. Okay, so let's get Wade on the board.
Okay. Well, this poem that you wrote I've read it before, and it's fabulous. And it's good for today because I went out today and I picked probably 30 pounds of weeds today. So it's perfect for today. Yeah, there's weeds growing everywhere this year because so much rain happened and I hadn't been out there yet. So it's weed heaven. I've got to spend Friday and Saturday pulling weeds too. So it's going to be fun.
I know you hate
but
that.
But everything's
part
coming
of...
up. Oh, nah. I get to find the stuff coming out of the ground. I got so much stuff growing every year that I'm watching it come out of the ground now, and it's just amazing. I just love to be able to get my hands dirty. It just makes my day.
Okay. All right, my dear, you are up.
I am up. Yay. This one's
you
called
are up.
It Feels Like Spring. And it goes something like this. Early morning rays glisten off cool dew. Precious in the air, everything anew. Cardinal up the branch, starting to sing. Nothing compares to morning and spring. Back and forth goes the busy bees. Squirrels scampering in the maple trees. Still a cool nip in the morning breeze. Dagwood in the air causes a quick sneeze. Yellow trumpet daffodils starting to appear. Sound of the first lawnmower starting to hear. Dogwood shines with blooms white. For instance, looks to be burning bright. Coffee on deck, what a feel. Think about walk, probably will. Not in a hurry, nothing I have to do. Love spring, everything once again new. In.
Oh, you know, you hit on something that is so powerful to me, and I think that it just makes a poem. It's so much. It's the feeling and the sense and just I can feel the morning dew. I can feel that crisp air and, you know, just all that smelling. So you've got the sights and the sounds, but the smell of that coffee mixed with that powerful, you can just feel spring on you. And, you know, I can because I love to sit out on my deck in the morning when that sun
right.
just is hitting you just right and have that cup of coffee and kind of just have that moment of silence, you know, when people are just kind of waking up and stirring and you just feel that. And I think that's just a wonderful imagery when you can just kind of put yourself in that moment and you're in that poem. I really like this. This is just kind of gorgeous. And I really appreciate, you know, you're right here. Because definitely you feel that season of change where you couldn't go out in the winter, and sometimes it's too hot to go out in the summer because it's like 90 degrees before 6 a.m., but spring has that perfect morning where you can just go out and have that coffee and enjoy
right.
everything, that dew and everything. That's just beautiful, Wayne. I really enjoyed it. All right.
Thank you very much.
Wayne, Rack and Tour, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, this had a very chill feel to it, Wayne. You mentioned, you know, you felt like you were going to go for a walk. From the beginning, it felt like, you know, you were kind of on that walk and just, you know, taking in the sights with everything that's around you, appreciating, you know, the trumpet, the flowers and stuff like that. Really great imagery and great sense of imagery. You know, like I said, it flowed like you were bopping along on that walk that you mentioned, and then you said you were going to take, you felt like you were going to take the walk, and then the summation, where say, you know, nothing to do, you know, that kind of has that feel of summer, that you know, it's nothing pressing, I'm just going to, you know, hang out and relax, you know, everything is just coming back, and you know, like Sweet Pea said in her poem that you think you missed it, the awakening, you know, the flowers, the buds are all waking up and things like that. You've got all that wrapped up in this beautiful job, Wayne.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, you get the cup of coffee out there. You don't have to do nothing, but you think about doing everything because you're so relaxed and just kick back. And I might go for a walk. I don't know, but I think we'll worry about it later. So I probably will, but I'll do it later. That's what I feel about it.
Yeah,
I get the coffee.
And you've got gold for it. And I can see why. It just is a perfect spring poem. Wow.
Thank you.
Truly enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and Heavenly Angel on the board says, very nice, right? Very good.
Right.
I couldn't agree with her.
Cool beans.
Ah.
Cool beans.
Let's see. Where am I? Well, I know where I'm at. I'm at my desk, but that's beside the point. All right. All right. So, Heavenly Angel, you are up on that board. I am going to take this, jump on that board for you, paste, and I am going to read for Miss Heavenly, who I'd love to read. So this is Master Designer's Creation by Heavenly Angel. Clouds float along azure sky as tufts of whipped cream, guided gently by spring breeze, highlighted by lemony sunshine. I stand in childlike wonder and awe of the Creator's majesty, the colors painting a beautiful palette to fill my being with serenity. Turning to survey my surroundings, I met with black-eyed Susans, fragrant yellow roses, and happy-go-lucky daisies, all embedded in jade-green grassy meadow. Sounds of... Okay. I know what those bugs are. I'm sorry. Cadence of birds singing creates a concert of peaceful proportions. It's as if nature pauses to listen, to pay homage to the melodious music. Quickened to my innermost core, I bow my head reverently and speak of a prayer of thanksgiving to the master designer of these works of art and poem. That is absolutely stunning, and I love the colors, and I love the mastery of this. Heavenly, you did such a beautiful job, and I apologize for not being able to think of those bugs' names off the top of my head. I hate when I do that, especially reading someone else's poem. And they're kind of little loud creatures, but I love that they quicken to my innermost core. I bow my head reverent and seek a prayer of thanksgiving to the master's design of these works of art. It's just such a lovely prayer, and the serenity, and, you know, I like watching the clouds float along a clear sky. I mean, there's so much in here that I love. And I wish that we could all stand in more childlike wonder and really look at things around us and be in that moment. I often forget myself to stand and look at You know, the idea of, you know, watching trees seriously go from nothing to these full, beautiful leaves of all these wonderful things. I wish we'd all do that a little more and appreciate how seasons change and do all those beautiful things. Or watch, like Wayne was talking, how things come up from the ground and see the transformation of all these things that happen, you know, in just a short amount of time, and really appreciate how the whole world is designed and how, you know, masterful the art of the design is. Gosh, Heavenly, you're my angel. You make me focus and you make bring things back to that serenity and back to that peacefulness in my life. I so appreciate you. Wayne, your thoughts on this?
Well, I think I'm lucky to be here. As I listened to you reading, I had to go down and answer the door. And I came back, and one of the mothers called on the phone. So I've been really hopping, and then my headset died. But anyway, I got to hear the whole poem. It's a beautiful poem, and she has all the flowers in hers, too. Just, you know, I had a few flowers in mine, but she has the yellow roses and the happy-go-lucky daisies and the grassy green meadows, and she had all more colors in hers than I did mine. This is just beautiful. It's kind of like, it's just like a, it's almost like a song. It's so pretty, so beautiful. And you read it real well. And then those little sedate, actually, I can't say it now. Anyway, they come like every 7 years and every 17 years and every 9 years. They come like three or four different times because they sleep in the ground for years at a time. And when they come out with a force. And they're everywhere. So anyway, this is a beautiful poem. And she said it's so beautifully written. It's just beautiful. I like it a whole lot. And I like all the creativity and the color she has in it. Just a great poem all the way around. So I like it a lot. Good job, Evelyn.
Yeah, and Rackentor, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is absolutely stunning. Like you mentioned, it's got the descriptions of the flowers and things. Like you said, that you kind of take pause and almost memorize, you know, those memories that you can hang on to, because, you know, you, at least in my case, I you know, my eyes are kind of going. So every time you know, a flower or something like that, the quiet beauty of it, you know, something to hang on to, because, you know, I never know when my eyes may give out, or they may not, you know, but the detail that I lose in everything. So, you know, it makes me stop and appreciate things like this when I come across them, you know, that much more. Especially through someone else's eyes, you know, again, I miss some detail. So for someone to describe it and I could actually see it through their eyes, I really appreciate that. And she did that for me. So, you know, in sharing this with everyone, you know, it just feels like that, you know, the way that she describes the flowers and whatnot. And you know, she says it, you know, God's majesty. I hate to compare it to Bob Ross, but, you know, I got that image of like an old painter sitting in front of his canvas and just, you know, coloring the flowers and things like that, you know, and then God's the painter, obviously, in that. But, you know, it's really beautiful job, Angel.
Absolutely. You know, and I also think of, you know, we talk about change and how things change. If you think of where we were last spring and where we are this spring and how much changes in that amount of time, you know, so much has changed. I mean, you think about last spring where we're all being locked up and you can't go outside, you can't do anything, and nothing is allowed.
they haven't shut the lockdown for you.
But this spring, you know, there's more hope and there's things that are happening, and we have people getting the COVID shot and now we're allowed 3 feet apart and things like that. So things are much better and we're moving forward. And I am going to say hello to what I believe is Hello Frank.
Hello there. Hello there, Sippy.
Ha. I'm doing well. Frank. How are you today?
Hello there, my friend.
So I'm glad you're joining us tonight on this talk of spring and change and all of that. How is your world with spring going? You excited that?
Not enough
spring?
To say. No, I do. I do appreciate all the seasons. I do have to say one quick thing about it. Where I'm at, I had a tree, you know, how the cherry blossoms, you know, how they tend to blossom during, I think it's a week, mm-hmm. 2 weeks, I would say. Well, I'm not sure exactly how long, but I would say a brief period. Well, it just happened to be that coincided with that time period that they all started to fade the color. So the wonderful colors that they had just started to die out and change color. So that in itself is just a recognition of a change of season as well. So spring, it means for me that spring is finally here. And seeing all the lively little creatures, I would say, insects and so be it, that surround us, are now abundant. So it is a wonderful sign, I would say, of nature and of spring in itself.
Yeah, cherry blossoms are a wonderful thing. I absolutely love them. I love them in Washington, D.C. I love them, the way they're, what they represent and their beauty. They're gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah, they are. It is interesting to see them blossom, although they blossom for a short period of time. It is so beautiful.
Yeah. They're gorgeous. I am going to...
But I did incorporate cherry blossom, a little bit of a theme into my piece tonight, so I thought that's why I informed you about this, because my piece does have a bit of that, of the cherry blossom.
Yeah, they have a very special meaning to me, but in a different way, for a friend. I am going to go ahead then, Frank.
Hello, everyone.
And
hello, everyone. I don't know who's on, but hello.
Yeah, I'm
hello
here,
there, Wayne.
Wayne.
Hello there.
I've been going through storms for 2 hours, and we got another one that hit about 26 minutes, it says. So I got about 26 minutes before I can get up there again. I'd like to hear your poem.
Okay, I'm going to throw that right up.
All right.
Because we have Raconteur and we have Wayne.
Hello there, Rack.
What's up, Frank?
I have my
studio
kicked.
My friend?
I have the studio kicking people out, or not letting people in, or phone calls dropping. So I'm having a rough time in my studio right now. So I'm glad you got in.
I wasn't aware of that, but if I do drop, know that I'll try to call back.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
There's massive storms out there right now.
Yeah.
Huge storms.
All right. There you go. You are up.
I wrote this 6 hours ago, and seeing the prompt that you gave there, and of course the theme that I mentioned to you about the cherry blossoms, it inspired me for this little brevity here. It's called The Spring Breeze, and it goes like this. The spring breeze dallies with the sun for flowers, as the gay cherry trees, so graceful, blossom rife. The trees, once diluted of their leaves in winter, are reanimated with the springful of springtide. The fleecy clouds shelter the foliage sprigs of mint, where the jovial warblers sing of an angelic choir, ushering in the season of early virginal gleams, resplendent of the shades of colors of nature, resounding echoes of the currents of a brook, leading into the mouth of a cascading fountain, where the purity of the raindrops of liquid become the soft crystals of flashing dew. A place to saunter for a lover's promenade, or a natural haven for the beautiful creatures nigh, who dwell in the mist of this celestial heaven, to enjoy an autumn day and a starlit night in the poem.
Wow. This is beautiful. I love resounding echoes of the currents of a brook leading into the mouth of a cascading fountain. What a beautiful image. And the spring breeze dallies with the scent of flowers as the gay cherry trees so graceful blossom rife. I love them, and I love your picture at the end there. It's just so delicate of a poem. It's almost like literally holding a cherry blossom in your hand, the delicateness, the sweetness, the charm of it, the beauty of it. I don't even know really how to say. It's almost like China doll kind of poem. It's just sweet and beautiful. It's kind of got a lightness to it, and I really find it beautiful. Thank you for this. I really enjoy it. It's kind of hard to describe. Yeah. It's like airy and light and beautiful. Raconteur, your thoughts on this?
I do appreciate that.
It's a little distracting for me for a couple of reasons. The main one being, you know, since it's for you, the stark white usually represents the innocence, but the red represents blood. So since he brought it for you, that's what it kind of made. I know it's got nothing to do with what he wrote, but that's where my mind goes because he wrote it for you. But I like that you singled out this tree, and kind of along those lines, the thing that strikes me about the cherry blossoms isn't so much when they're blooming on the trees; it's when they fall off afterwards, when they're going dormant. That you know, it's like that blanket of white. It's just awe-inspiring, and you got the smell in here too, which was great. And then you wrapped in the night as well, so you know it's like over the course of a day. So you gave us that view of the tree when you look out of your window, and representing that beautiful spring day to you, and you captured that wonderfully with your description of the blossoms themselves and the celestial heavens and the stark white and the scents. You did a fantastic job conveying all of that.
Well, I do appreciate that. Actually, the video that I have down there, the video. Actually, that thing does happen, what you describe, where they're falling down in that process there. I was going to incorporate that into the piece, but then I said to myself, I'm trying to keep the structure of it, but it is a wonderful sort of, and it's sad. It is sad to see that happen when they do fade in that manner.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things that helps us appreciate, I think, when they do bloom, is because you know that that's what's going to happen. And if you've ever witnessed it afterwards, you know, it, seeing them up there in the trees before that happens, it makes you kind of appreciate that much more.
Indeed. I do agree with that. That's the beauty of them. It's just sad that they last for such a brief period, the blossoming period.
Yeah.
It's like I'm trying to think of that the Texas rose. I'm not sure what it's called. I'll think about it afterwards. I can't really think right now, but it has the same thing where it just lasts for a period of time.
All right, and Wayne.
Yes, Frank. You made spring sound more like heaven. His poem is so relaxing, so peaceful. You know, I want to come over to your place for a while. It's simple, it's soft, it makes you content, feel like you're in paradise. It gives you a perfect mood. You just kind of like you just lay back and go, wow, this is great. And he's reading out to him, I go, man, this is just where I want to be right there. It's a great, great poem, perfect mood, and great, great read. It's just good all the way through. Great job.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend. But you do remember one thing, Wayne. I told you that I'm not alone. I have my chihuahua here, so. If you come over, you have
chihuahua.
To deal with her as well.
You can calm my nerves. I was lightning and thunder and going to take my cat's car from the bed, and the kids over here screaming and hollering. And that's he calmed my nerves down a lot, so it's a great job.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend. No, there you go.
Thank you, Heavenly
Thank
Angel,
you
for being out there on the board. I appreciate it. Heavenly Angel saying goodnight, everybody. So I really appreciate her being
goodnight.
Here on the board with us. Yes. Let's see where we're going to go. I think we are going to go next to Phil the Poet.
I'm going to have to run for a minute. I got to go for a minute because the storm's going to hit and I got to find the kids.
Okay.
I got to run. I'm sorry.
Well, you go find your kids and... That's okay, Wayne. You stay safe out there, okay? I want you to be very safe. I know we've got storms and we've got problems in the studio. We'll be fine. We'll be great. Thank you for stopping by.
You've got to run.
Sir.
If you've got to hide in the tub, hide in the tub. Do what you have to do, my friend.
Yeah.
Stay away from the bar.
Yeah, there you go.
You stay safe. It's the most important thing for me. All right, let's see. All right. Yeah, Stephen is having problems with over there at Poexcise tonight right now with his Blog Talk Studio, so I feel for him too.
Is it because of the storm? Is there a storm that's going on? Or what's going
there
on?
There's storms on the east. Yeah, storms on the east coast.
Stay safe, everyone. I'm out here in the, out here in the south here. So
So there's definitely things that are going on, and it kind of is sucky out there. So we are going to do the best that we can and just keep going and as long as we can and enjoy the poetry that we can. So I'm going to put this up on our board, and then I'm going to hit play, and if it plays, it'll play. If not, I will get one of you guys to read it for me. Okay? Let me see if the studio will play this for me. All right, so here we go. This is Phil.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called The Fragrance of Spring. With eyes closed, she inhales the richness of spring, fingers embracing lavender, feet caressing a carpet of emerald, daffodils and dandelions woven into a necklace, a gift for you. Songs of swallows, bleating of innocence, fill this world with a melody. This she observes through the fragrance of a resurrected spring. End poem.
Oh, wow. That is gorgeous. I love Songs of Swallows, Beating of Innocence, fills this world with melody. This she observes through fragrance, a resurrected spring. What a lovely image. What a lovely thought. To listen to the birds and, you know, the melody and the fragrances of spring, and as spring resurrects, winter makes everything lie dormant, but it also feeds the earth, it feeds the soil, it gives it all the, you know, water and nutrients and all of that. So, you know, spring can bring forth the life and all of that. And, you know, when we don't have all those good winters and all that, you know, good soaking of the soil, spring and crops and everything can't be produced. And I think that's just a great way of looking at all that. Like she inhales the richness of spring. I think this is just a very beautiful poem and kind of encompasses a lot of what winter and spring, how they come together. And I thought it was just very pretty. Thank you, Phil, for bringing this. And Rakentor, your thoughts?
Yeah, like the onset of spring, that first verse, you almost can't help, at least I couldn't, close your eyes and take that breath that he's describing, filter out all distractions and just breathe. And that smell, in my case it's foot, but, you know, that's my house. Anyway, his depiction of the spring and the flowers and the freshness, without even having to mention some of the things that he does, you know, all of that kind of comes tumbling into your memories, from your memories into the forefront from just those few words. I thought this was an excellent job of, you know, the kind of what goes on, just giving someone a bouquet of flowers even. Really, really a fine job, Phil. Really enjoyed this.
And you, Frank?
Well, this is I agree. I have to say that there's a beauty attached to this piece here. know, the notion of fragrance is, it comes and it is abstract, but yet at the same time, it's palpable, it's tangible. And someone like me who enjoys just the aroma, the fragrance, the sense of things, I could appreciate this poem even more. The references here to nature are exquisite here. It is a brevity, yet at the same time, it doesn't require that many words, that many stanzas there to just make this relevant, not only relevant, but also uniquely beautiful in its way, in its composition. And I think what he did here was, it's like a painter who paints, you know, and makes a composition there, and it comes up beautiful, even more to what he expects. And I think our good friend there, Phil, he paints these words here of nature in such a beautiful way that it just comes out that way in the composition of the words. So he did an excellent job.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, wow. I thought that was, it's just stunning. All right. Rack, you didn't bring me a poem, eh?
No, I got, I wasn't able to come up with anything.
That's okay. We're good with that. Let's see, who is up next? Who shall I bother next? So many people to bother.
So many poems.
All right, let's see. I think we will go with the lovely Kay. So, let's, oh, nope, that's not what I want. I'm messing up my own radio show.
Cicada.
Huh?
Cicada.
K. Cicada. Yeah. Let me see, K. What did I do with you? Oh, no, I've lost K. K, where are you? Oh,
Ohio.
There it is. I have to. Yeah, K's in Ohio. One of my favorite places. All right. Okay. There's the poem. Let me get back in the studio. There she is. And I'm going to hit the button. Let's cross our fingers.
My Right is called Innocence of Days. I chose the painting by Thomas Kincaid, which is called Blessings of Spring, which is something we've been highlighting in our room. So I figured this is a perfect fit for tonight's show as well. And here I go. No birds of prey sweep under her feet as the sun heats the flesh. Her twirling hems and buckled covered toes, Hagrid's apple cart of mind, fledglings of passerines, raptors and nestling as he gleams the hand, branching for a warbler's kiss. Her thunderstriking pathers of snow through a glare, rooted in wetting appetite, the transports of seas petrifies in the rivets of luncheon. Her pedophag mist in his stonewalling, his opalescent in its lamplight enfolder of varnish, tea rosin the senses, and pie.
Wow. You know, I love the mention of the warblers, the way they sing, the way they come into spring, the way they're just part of that. And they're just always in your ear, and you know, that is spring. And this is just, you know, with Kay, she just has the ability to write of colors and write, you know, twirling hems and buckled covered toes. And she has this metaphoric, abstract way of drawing you in and really making you go, oh, wow, that's really great. And like the transports of seeds petrifies and the rivets of blenching. I mean, like, wow, okay. I've got to think about that, but wow, what she really said is really, really cool. Why are you making the sudden fear? You know, you're flinching in a moment. You know, why? But okay, that makes sense. That makes sense to me. Got it. And you're going through it, and you're like, wow, maybe somebody would be, you know, this is about the senses, and you just kind of have to read Kay and really think about what she's saying, and I really kind of dig some of her abstracts, and I really like this one too, but sorry, I'm rambling. I don't mean to ramble, but I really do enjoy this. It's just, I love her abstract. I love the way she puts words together. I love how, you know, sometimes blooming and change and everything can make you, you know, kind of jolt you and go, wow, I don't know if I want to go through this, and this might be difficult, but, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go through this and I'm going to do it with grace, or I'm going to do it in fear, and I'm going to change and all of that. But this is gorgeous, Kay. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I what you said there pretty much sums up my feelings as well toward this piece here. In the way Kay writes, I agree. She has an abstract way of writing that's very elegant there. I would call it poetic elegance. And another thing, you know, I mentioned this before, the way we take prompts, you know, for me, I assume, not only with me, but for others, we get more motivated, we're more inspired when we get a prompt there, because we try to define everything we can and what comes from our imagination as well through the lens or the lenses of that particular prompt. I just thought it was a wonderful piece here. And I know that Kay said the other day when I heard the piece, she felt that she puts a lot of time into an effort to these pieces, and it does seem to be the case here, because there's a delicateness here, this right here. You see the thorough effects of the imagery here, and how polished her writing is as well. I thought she did a sensational job here, and she is a sensational poetess. I agree with you in that regard.
Yes. And I am going to say hello to 506. Hello.
Yes, well, 506 is Lady A. How are you?
I know that I...
Hello.
I did say hello, Lady A.
Hello. Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent.
And I'm going to ask Rack for his... thoughts on Kay's poem?
I, as usual, I thought it was beautiful. They over at Poetic Life, they tend to feature Thomas Kincaid paintings a lot, so I imagine she must like them a lot. And I mean, this is a stunning description that she pulled out of that painting and handed us. I wouldn't hammer abstract as much as everyone else has been. You know, it can be a little. I love the metaphors, and you know they may not be you know what you would think of at first, but they absolutely always tend to make sense. So you know I can really appreciate that. I love the warbler's kiss and some of the other imagery that she has sprinkled throughout this. It just sets the scene, and you know. I can almost imagine it's you know what Kincaid thought as he was painting what she wrote to. This is really beautiful.
Absolutely, and Lady, I don't know if you got to hear it.
No, I did not. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right, I'm glad you got in the studio. We could have a few problems here and there.
I did bring something for you for later if you have time.
I always have time for you. All right. What's this up next? Let me see. Oh, but Lady A, you're here, so why don't we do you?
Okay.
Amazing.
You see how easy that was?
Do you want me to put it in the room for you?
Well, yes, since I don't have it, please do.
Well, it's on the wall. It's in your things to do. But
oh, is it? Did
I
you put it in my wall?
It's not in
my
wall. It's not a new write, but it's a fun write, okay? It's on the board here now, and it's called Spring
okay.
Has Sprung.
Yay!
You all ready?
Oh, look at it. Yes.
Spring Has Sprung by Lady A. groundhogs announced the coming of spring, celebrated everywhere just to see a shadow. It's really no big deal. Anyone can see. Stand in the sun. A shadow will be cast on thee. Ribbons, balloons, and champagne flutes, TV appearances make the beast a celebrity. Little does the public know about Mr. Hogg. Rumors run rampant because he's a she. Scandal after scandal besmirches Hogg's good name, like the time he wore lace undies to the Groundhog Day parade. And towns dream of a better spokesman, one worthy to be leader, who toils fervently at his place of work. He is the great Canadian beaver. And
that's funny. I like
now,
the great Canadian beaver.
Now, the great Canadian beaver. Is he around or no?
No, I have not seen Hatter yet. But
okay.
The great Canadian beaver.
He's so in shadow.
Yeah.
He's hibernating.
Oh, we appreciate it, Lady A. We appreciate it.
Oh,
I
good.
Do. I appreciate it. Great dear.
Because, you know, the beaver is, the great Canadian beaver, is our national animal.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. Yes, it is. Because the country, and our country, as a matter of fact, North America, was founded and funded and by the beaver pelt. So, Les
really?
Coureurs du Bois, oui, les Coureurs du Bois, they went around and gathered all the beaver pelts and went couriering all through the United States and in Canada. And mostly, okay, I wasn't going on, but I'm not going to say that because it's not politically correct. But in essence, the great Canadian beaver, we owe our lot in life to the beaver.
Damn.
Wow.
We have a shrine like that.
Oh, do you?
No, do they have shrines of the beaver in Canada?
Well, I don't really think there's a shrine per se, but it's just a, well, I mean, he is our national animal, no joking at all about that, but you know, the beaver is a very
nature's
famous.
Looking.
Yes. I mean, and the pelt is, my mother had a beaver coat, and the pelt is very warm, and, you know, like I said, they, our countries were founded on that trade, you know, that's where the money started.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
I like your little beaver poem.
Oh, thank you.
I really do.
Well, thank you very much.
I think,
and you see that this beaver is very much a patriotic Canadian beaver.
Well, yes, I do. I see he has the flag and everything.
And the flag and his little hat's a flag, too, so very patriotic.
Yes. It's very patriotic.
Yeah.
Mr. Patriotic Beaver. Beaver. And Rockin' Tour, your thoughts on the patriotic beaver?
I've always admired the beaver. I think they're fantastic. And the way that you started off talking about the stupid groundhog, which I won't say is reviled, but you know that they did get famous because of the stupid Groundhog Day, but. I don't think many people were upset when that one, what was his name, the one from Staten Island bit the mayor. So, you know, but I like how you twisted it around to honor your beaver, the Canadian beaver. They're amazing animals. I mean, all the little facts about them, I remember reading, you know, when they build their dens and how they enter from underwater. It's like this big, big bubble. They're fascinating, and you know they could actually redirect the whole stream, depending on how big of a and a dam that they build, you know. Really, really amazing animal.
Yeah. Very industrious. They work very hard. And did you know that their teeth continually grow?
Yes. Yes.
So I'm going to put, you, Frank, you asked if there was a monument, and there is in Beaver Lodge, Alberta. There,
okay.
Go figure. There is a monument. So I'm going to put the picture in the room for everyone to see. Thank you very much, Raconteur, for your comments. Much appreciated.
Yes. Let's see. What else do we have? Who else shall I go to?
Oh, can I comment on that?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I thought you did. I apologize. Yes, please do.
No, comment. I had asked for the shrine, but that was something of a quick thing.
Okay, I apologize. Please do comment.
Yeah. This is a very admirable piece, Lady A. I don't know much about the beaver. I do admit that. But the way you describe his plight there is very admirable. And the way, I know this is a piece that has satire in it, but I do find it educating as well. And I think the notion here of what we often think of something in the end is not what it results in. And sometimes legends are from just errant rumors, or they're just from stories that are just untrue. And I think the case here with the beaver perhaps is one of those cases, but I think it's a very admirable critter. And what you said is true. They're very hardworking little fellows. And this poem here was just a reminder. It's very informative, I thought. You did an excellent job.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Are you welcome?
Give a damn.
Yeah. And that picture is very, it's a nice little pic there you put on there.
That is a huge beaver.
It's a really
beaver. I'm just saying.
I'm going
to
put a better, because I was kind of, can't really see it, so I'm going to put a brighter.
How can you not see that beaver? He's giant.
Oh, you know what I mean? It's not, it's dark. It's a dark picture.
Oh, let me see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, I'm going to put
there it is. Oh, wow. Is that marble there, Lady A? What is it made out of, if I can ask? Is it marble?
No, I don't think it's marble. It's probably wood, I would say, of some kind.
Oh, is it?
Well, I don't know for a fact, but let me. I don't even know that it says if it is made of wood or not. But it's a carving of some kind. Out in Alberta, it wouldn't surprise me that it's some sort of resin or something like that, or it could possibly be wood, too, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
We like things au naturel. Let me see if I can put a brighter one up there so you can see them a little bit better.
Well, that's a huge, huge beaver there. That's what Sweet Pea said. That's several feet there.
It is.
Wow. Not including the tail there.
Huge.
I see the tail is long. And not including the whiskers there. I see some whiskers as well.
Yeah. Let me see if I can. I think I have.
They use their tails to pat the mud in and pack things together.
Yes, and they use their tails to communicate as well.
Yeah, they smack the water to warn each other, yes.
Yes, yeah. And it's all very interesting. Well, that's why I couldn't find it. I was in the wrong page. All right, here we go. This is a better lit one so that you can see them. So have you had, you read all the poetry already tonight?
No,
she's got
I'm getting ready to do Stevens.
Okay. Well, go ahead, because I'm having trouble uploading this, so go ahead with the sort of...
Okay, ready? Here comes Stevens.
Warm air converts hot chocolate dreams to iced tea torpidity. By Steven 76. Daffodil daydreams upon newly painted swing turn into warm, breezed evenings watching brown bats feeding on mosquitoes under salted light. Marigold musings grin as kerosene is replaced by Freon. Crimson tackle box sits agape. Spoons and jigs anxiously await a swim as practice sinker casts land in the emerald blades of the backyard. Feline furball dodging disaster and giving chase each time lead is retrieved on filament. Toothwort twinings go unheard as iced tea wishes yen for cornucopian harvests of beefsteaks from the side yard patch. Geranium juxtaposes try to predict a cool summer with plenty of raindrops to feed bells, but intuiting the sprinkler will appear. Buttercup balminess will give way to Pilsner procrastination and next day promises of mowing the lawn. End poem.
Yes.
Wow. That is pretty stunning. I like the title, first off. Warm air converts hot chocolate dreams to iced tea. I just like that. I like Marigold musing grin. As iced tea wishes. And I mean, there's so many great lines in here. Buttercup balminess. I think he did a really great job with this. I also like cornucopia harvest of beef steaks. That just sounds delicious. I don't know about you. Crimson's tackle box sits agape, spoons and jigs anxiously await to swim as practice sinker casts. So, I mean, I love the whole idea of fishing and all of this, but the whole idea of cornucopia harvest of beefsteaks from side yard patch. But I think he did a whole great thing about, you know, the fishing and all of that. At least that's what I get out of it. But it's great metaphors, great imagery. It's just another beautiful poem by Steve about spring and this picture and all of these fun things. My next day promises of mowing the lawn. You know, who wants to do that? But it's all there. It's what you have to do. And we all know that as spring comes, that's lawn mowing. So great job, Stephen. I certainly appreciate everything you put in there. And Lady A, your thoughts?
Well, I was just listening to it, and then I'm reading it over again, and I found the last, the last few months, perhaps, that Stephen's poetry has changed quite a bit. He is incorporating a lot of metaphor, and his imagery is very, very different. Even the adjectives that he uses to describe his images are different. It's like he's expanded himself to a much farther place in his poetry world, and I think it's a great change. And he's also become, it seems to me, a more serious, has a more serious pen. I was used to him joking around mostly, but he's had to over the years had some very serious and emotional poetry, and I feel like this is a very serious portrait that he's painting here. It was really good.
And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, I thought this was a brilliant rendition here, a fantastic usage of metaphors and lexicon. This is unique in the way that he just implements all the words here. There is such exquisite words here. The geranium juxtaposes, the buttercup balminess, the pilsner procrastination. There is words here that just are exude with just a brilliance in itself, just when you mention them, just when you know, they go along your tongue with a natural flair. I just thought this poem here was intrinsically had a value of its own here. Of course, it's inspired, like the previous piece here, to the prompt there. But I do agree with Lady A. There is a serious nature here of writing here, of effort as well, of a polished nature. And I thought he did a great job there with conveying that in this poem.
And Rackentor, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we're all a bunch of narcissists, and I can't help but think what would have gone through my head if I was writing this particular piece. I can't say enough about the title, like you pointed out, because one of the things I like, you know, I ask questions of myself, you know, what am I trying to evoke, or what do I think of when I hear? And when he's got the hot chocolate turning to iced tea, I mean, hot chocolate is clearly, I mean, that's winter. And then the iced tea is, everyone talks about iced tea on the deck in the summer. So that in itself was just, you know, a brilliant, just in the title itself. And then he goes into all these descriptions of summer. I felt bad for the cat, and he barely mentioned it. But, you know, I just, you know, I know when the household animals get outside and it just says, oh, yeah, you know, and the cat can't find a safe place to hang out. And then he's got the barbecue, and he's got all the, I mean, he's got all the elements. This is really, really great, right, Stephen? I really enjoyed this a lot.
And Frank?
Yeah, I did respond on this.
You didn't get Lady A.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lady A. Yeah. I already get Lady A. I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good. I know I got Lady A. All right. I'm good. We're good.
I want to hit Lady A again.
Okay. I'm so fascinated by Lady A and her big beaver. All right.
Well, I mean, when you talk about mowing the lawn, doesn't that make you think of the beaver pelts? No. Anyway.
No.
Are they not beavers over there, sweet?
And now I have a big, big and it light, and it's got the light on it. It's highlighting the big.
Do you not have beavers over there where you live?
We have big beavers, so. All right. All right.
We've got jackalopes, too.
Jackalopes. Okay, so Crystal, Lady A, will you? I'm going to put Crystal up on the board. Will you read her poem for me?
Andrea.
Lady A.
I just was on mute, and I just asked you if you had any money to pay me to do that, but I'll do it for free.
Thank you. Will you do it if I just ask, pretty please?
Yes, I certainly will. I was just making a bad joke, apparently, so. All right.
No, it would have been a fine joke if you weren't on mute.
You can hear me now, though, right?
She normally gets paid for verse.
I know.
Okay, this is by Crystal Hope, and it is called Spring Strolls, and I do believe those are bleeding hearts in the picture. Gravel rocks crunch under her shoes as she treads past the mulberry bushes. She lays across the emerald grasses, softening her cheeks like pillow cushions. She breathes in the afternoon aromas of yellowed honeysuckle and pine trees. She leaps at the thought of spring as her chestnut hair twirls in the breeze. Rows of magenta wildflowers blossoms around the town. She smiles at the colors of sky and pretty living things on the ground. End poem. Lovely.
It is lovely.
You wanted someone to dance with you.
I did want someone to dance with me, and it's right here.
Aww.
She breathes in the afternoon aromas of yellowed honeysuckle and pine trees. She weeps at the thought of spring as her chestnut hair twirls with the breeze. That is just beautiful imagery of someone just being free and doing what she wants to do and all of that lovely things. I think that's just stunning and beautiful. And I love the thought. That's like being in the open meadow and just being your hippie self and just loving it. I mean, the whole thing is just she lays across the emerald grass. She smiles at the colors of the sky and pretty living. I mean, I love this. It's almost like a song that should be written. I think it's just really cool. Way to go, Crystal. I really like this. And Lady A, you read it. What do you think?
Well, I thought it was beautiful. I mean, Crystal has a lovely pen, and this to me was very serene and calming, and it just gave me a real sense of peace reading it. It's a lovely piece.
Yeah, and Rackett, who are your thoughts?
It felt almost like a Snow White cartoon, you know, when she goes out and she starts having the animals, like, tugging at, you know, her ribbons and things like that and landing on her and singing to her. You know, it kind of felt like it came straight out of a Disney cartoon to me. Just, you know, like Lydia said, it had that sense of serenity to it and, you know, just enjoying yourself and you know, The your mention of hippie also, it definitely has that feeling too.
Absolutely. And Frank, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with what you said here, Baraka. There is an element here of fantasy to a certain extent. I know the poem was it's a beautiful rendition of a colorful nature and a soothing promenade. And I think that I agree with what Lady A says, that Crystal has a lovely opinion here, and the way she describes it, though it's brief here, there's such a beauty here, and this brevity here of nature, of flowers, and the surroundings. It just encompasses many images here, and I thought she did this to an absolute perfection there.
Absolutely, and let's see, I am going to welcome, Hello, 707.
Irish Rose.
Hi, Irish. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm a little late, but
good.
Here I am.
Ah, never late. You're only late when the show stops. Ah,
okay.
Good to have you.
Thank you.
Hello, Irish.
I'm glad you're
here. Hi there.
I'm glad. Did you happen to hear the last poem by Crystal?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't.
That's okay. I'm going to get you up right away.
Okay.
Let's see. I just got to find you. I know you're on here. There you are. Dum-de-dum. Okay. It's been a lovely night of free things. All right. Your poem is up. Let's hear your beautiful voice.
Why, thank you so much. Okay. Begin poem, A Late Spring Night by Irish Rose. Smell of gardenias float heavily tonight through our open window. The night is still, quiet still. Occasionally sounds of crickets singing low. The warmth of a late spring night hangs veiled like silk blankets in our room, smothering us in gardenias, pungent scent folded in between our own. And life once again blooms beyond seasons, rhymes or reasons, needing answers. The air is thick, smelling of a late spring night, folded in between gardenias and you. End poem.
Wow. That is really pretty. I love the smell of gardenias, too. And I like life once again blooms beyond season, rhymes or reason, needing answers. Yeah, life always does bloom, doesn't it? Sometimes even ways we don't want it to or however it works, it definitely blooms. Sometimes it blooms ragweed, but it always is. Usually it's always the beautiful flowers and, you know, like I have said earlier, sometimes we don't stop and see the goodness that blooms around us, and sometimes we only see the weeds and we don't get past that, but it's all those other things that we see, and, you know, we forget sometimes beauty is so right there in front of us, and it could be just the simple wildflowers that are in front of us, and I love this because it kind of reminds us of those small things like the sounds of crickets and, you know, the warmth of the late night in spring, and the smell of gardenias, and this is just very sweet again and delicate of all things that spring brings us. It's really, really pretty Irish. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. You're welcome. And I'm going to welcome Deb.
Deborah Lee.
Push the mic.
Hey, Deb.
Hello.
Hi, Deb.
And I'm going to get a comment then from Raconteur.
Yeah, this had an intimate feel to it. I like the way you introduced it. The mere thought of talking about the open window invited in all the smells of outside and spring and awakening, and, you know, the interaction within, you know, the gardenias and the crisp sheets and things like that all contribute to that. But just that beginning by just, you know, mentioning our open window in the beginning kind of set it up for me, and it felt like, you know, almost like I was intruding. It was a quiet night, and you know, you kind of were jarred awake by a scent or maybe even a cricket or something outside, and you know, you got hit by that smell and just laid there and kind of drank it all in. It was really beautiful. I enjoyed it very much, Irish.
Thank you so much.
And Frank.
Yeah, this is what I've said before. You know, it's a brevity. It doesn't require that many words here because it has a profound depth to it in its meaning and its words. What I thought here was the imagery here was spectacular, was beautiful. The cadence was soothing and innocent of a delicate nature. I just couldn't help but be compelled by this, the imagery here, to have just to imagine this the scene here unfolding here. Did a fantastic job, I said, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And Lady A, your thoughts? Oh, Lady A went away. Dang it. And, okay. And Deb, did you get to hear that at all?
I did, yeah. I was actually just writing that this was a poem that tickled the senses, and by the time she was done reading, it was like I inhaled, exhaled, sighed, and I could almost smell those magnolias or gardenias. I don't know why I keep saying magnolias, but I thought that it was a beautiful brevity, and I did save it. Great job.
You know?
Thank you.
You're a Grateful Dead fan, Deb.
Yes.
All right. And then who else do I have in here? Oh. Let's see. I know I have Deb to read. So, Deb, I'm going to throw you up.
Marius?
Yeah, I know. But since I have Deb on the radio...
I'm going to put her up.
You know, she's here, so I kind of want to get her. You know, that's kind of the way I work. If they're here, let's get this, you know. Except she confused me. I love, by the way, my poster. That is just
cool.
Awesome.
I had to use it. It was just so cute. And there are spring flowers in the scene with them, so...
I know.
But I didn't want to put what the topic was so that I could use it again here or there.
I know. I was like, oh, she gets to use it again. All right. You are up.
Okie dokie. I lost. There we go. Okay. And I just find a way to make this into a spring poem because the picture was too cute for words. Okay, and it's called Spring Showers, Silk Explorer, Doggy Siblings. Here we go. Cornflower pigments stripe the sky, freckled by fat shrouds of opal white. A bald eagle flies into the blue horizon, stained with bright tangerine-tinted light. With the sun shining on the meadows, lovebirds sing from the tops of trees. Blossoming flowers perfume the air, and butterflies surf on the breeze. As two piggyback puppy playmates run around the green clover leaf field, the honeybees buzz in the background, collectors of pollen that honey hides yield. Nine baby rabbits hop on the mountainside, dotted with patches of periwinkle flowers, then rain clouds floating on the skyway sprinkle gardens with April showers. Spring colors blanket the landscape, yellow daffodils and pink orchids bloom. Magnolia and cherry tree line the valley, dropping petals on the edge of the lagoon. And palm. And there's those damn magnolias.
I love this. And, of course, I love the picture. But I love...
I put the artist name...
Nine baby rabbits.
I put the artist name in the author's notes for you. Yeah, grab it,
yeah,
and I put the artist's name in there because there's more. The artist's name is in the author's notes for you. She called, Marion is a guy. He called it Best Buddies, but there was something about the piggyback playmates that I liked, so I went that way.
Oh, my God, I love this. I really, I'll have to look up this artist, but this is just, as two piggyback puppy playmates, you know I love that. But the honey buzz and the love, there's so much here about the sights and sounds of spring. The yellow daffodils, the pink orchards, the cherry trees, the magnolias, the sun shining, the lovebirds, the freckled by fat shards of opal white, a bald eagle. I mean, there's so much to, I also like nine baby rabbits. There's just so much here. You're just overwhelmed with sights and sounds of spring, and you just kind of like fall into the fluffy white cloud, and you just kind of float on it and just go, oh yeah, spring's here. And it's all absorbed in this poem, and I really, really love it. It's going to go on my list, one of Deb's crazy, beautiful lists, and I'm just in love with it. And Dragon Tori, your thoughts.
Yeah, you got a lot of beautiful stuff, and I really the butterflies surf on the breeze was absolutely beautiful. I'm surprised Sweet didn't mention that one. And the other tale that really grabbed me too was nine bunnies. Did they stand still long enough that you could actually count them? I mean, that was really cool.
They did. They did. They were right along the edge of the creek.
Yeah, it's amazing to stop and watch nature, especially if you can use it in your writing like that, the way that you did. This is really stunning. Wouldn't have minded, being there watching with you. That was really, really beautiful.
Aww. Thank you, Rod.
Yeah. And Irish, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. This was a beautiful write. And I love the way you brought the entire environment into it with such great descriptions and metaphors of spring that speak of newborn life. And that was a great post, great poem. Good job.
Thank you so much.
As Frank.
Well, someone who has a pet as well, I don't call her a pet as much anymore, but someone who I adore. This is just a beautiful piece here. I thought it was a beautiful collection of wonderful imagery and colorful metaphors. The way you describe nature and its surrounding, and in particular the dogs themselves, was very admirable. I think all of this that you described, Deb, is something that we can appreciate, and most definitely relate to. It was exquisite, and I thought it was a remarkable piece.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome. I've got to run now, my friends. I was going to stop over with Stephen for just a bit before I call the night. It was nice to be on there, sweet, and enjoy the night, everyone.
Night, Frank.
My pleasure. Take care, my friends.
Thank you.
Night, Frank.
Take care.
All right, thank you. All right, I have... Keela, that I am going to go ahead and put up and read. And then I am going to ask Deb if you would read Budo next.
Sure will.
Thank you. So this is I Simply Love Spring by Keela. It's nice to welcome spring. What a sight. Beautiful blue sky, cherry blossom, pink and white. Bunch of blooms showing off. As soon as you try to pluck some of the petals, it trickles down, giving a good petal showers. Proud of nature. Spring awakes all the hibernation ones from their long sleeps. Wakes them. Get up, you lazy. Go fetch some food. Do exercise. That reminds us not to be a potato couch. Spring is workaholics, never stop. Beautiful millions, animals run millions, miles. Till winter sets into fall, I love spring, keeps us busy. Thank you, written by Keela Schreinmacher. I think that's beautiful. And I think there's so much truth to that because you have so much to do in spring, like the spring cleaning, dusting off, you know, everything that's in your house, because I started that process is the spring cleaning. And, oh, my God, I start moving furniture, and there's literally, like, I swear, small dogs living under my furniture. Even though I vacuum and I do all that, but I don't know how some of these things get in there. And you can start shedding the winter clothes and the coats and putting them away, and I don't know where I put these things, or the big quilts and start getting out the spring stuff, and because you can't have that heavy winter coat, and you do, you're just constantly going, and then you're like, oh, will I fit in the clothes I had last year, or, oh, my God, you know. I have to say this year I'm lucky because I'm much smaller than I was last spring because of all the, you know, what happened and all of that, so... Life has been a different spring, definitely a reawakening from last spring. It's about this time last year that I found out that my heart was kind of screwy. So it's definitely been a crazy wild year, but this definitely is, you keep going and keep going, and things are different during the spring because you're running and running and running. And I think that's true. Let's see, Raconteur, your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, you could see how she loves spring. She captures all the beauty of just, you know, chilling and being one with nature. It's an excellent poem, Keela.
And Deb, your thoughts?
I thought that she had some really great imagery in this brevity. I like the cherry blossoms, pink and white, bunches of blooms, and it's trickled down, giving a good petal shower. I can picture the petals. They seem to always, it's like, it feels like they grow, they bloom, and they're there for a day, and then they snow everywhere, and the ground turns pink. So I could picture that trickle. So she put really great images and reminds us not to be a couch potato. Go out and stop and smell the roses and take a look around. So it was a great job.
Yeah, I believe so too. All right, and then I believe my last poem of the night is going to be Mr. Budo. Dun, 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 dun.
I actually think Hatter just put one on the board for you on the chat wall.
Did he?
I think so.
All right. I know he said hi, but if he did, let me go check my chat wall. Okay.
It says, it's on there right now. It says, is something written about last spring acceptable?
All right. Yes, absolutely, always. All right, I might have a small problem with Budo. All right, but, okay.
Did you get permission from Deborah Lee?
What'd I do?
I'm teasing. Well, did you get permission? Never mind.
Deb, if you want to go ahead and read that one, then.
Read Hatter? Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, go ahead and read Hatter.
And I was just putting, I don't know, you said you were having a problem, so I was just putting Budo up there, but let me click on Hatter. Okay, here we go.
All right.
And Budo's on your chat wall.
Okay, thank
you. Okay, this is called I Have Season Tickets, Ma'am, by Jay Hatter. Here we go. I saw a buccaneer standing in the dark. His giant bone finger was not raised. He yelled, I have season tickets, man, and there's no schedule games today. I know it is a crisis, and I'm willing to do my part, but holy Jesus, man, my world is falling apart. There are three little girls that live with me, and if they know there's no game, I'll be wearing glitter and lipstick, playing some little girl game. His voice was broken, shaken. He says he's just feels gypped. His eyes looked old and tired, a twitch on his upper lip. Tonight I saw a cowboy riding towards the sun. On his back a sign blinked, oh, I'm tired of the reruns. Reports of lions eating bears and redskins lost their name. He shook his head, still uttering, isn't it a shame? 7 months now and still counting. The addicts are climbing the walls. They're praying for the first pitch to be thrown to start a game of baseball. Rashes are up 20%. Hair loss is out of control. Got any badminton or soccer? I'll even take a girl soccer goal. The anger is growing, boys. Better have a plan. How to handle my grandma. She's a Raiders fan. There's one thing I can count on at the end of the fiscal year. I will have saved $1,000 not buying those $20 beers. Jay Hatter.
That's awesome. Oh, I love how to handle my grandma. She's a Raiders fan. Oh, my God. This is funny.
Yeah, I remember how aggravated he was that all the sports were in COVID land, and he was, like, so aggravated and Jones in sports so bad that he
bad.
Was, like, driving me crazy.
Yeah, because he loves his sports. He loves his games. He loves all of that. And there was no March Madness. There was no playoffs. There was no nothing. I love there are three little girls that live with me, and if they know there's no game, I'll be wearing glitter and lipstick playing some little girl game. Oh, my God, that hurts. Oh, that's awesome. Hatter, that is funny. It is hilarious. I think it's – I'm glad there are sports again for people. I'm actually hopefully to have a whole dog season that's planned out. I missed it last year. It was horrible. But, yeah. I think I loved it. And Rack, your thoughts.
I think if Hatter wants to wear glitter and lipstick, he should wear glitter and lipstick. This was relatable. The frustration of the whole thing culminating in the ultimate insult, those $20 goddamn beers. I don't drink, but, you know, even just the thought of it is like, you know, they know they've got you. And you know, they tell you you can't bring anything in and this, that, and the other thing. And then that they hijack you at the same time. And then the lines and everything else. That's if you're lucky enough to get to the game. So, yeah, that's a nice bonus thinking about those savings. But, you know, the lack of the sports on the TV is also very relatable. You know, I'll take anything, you know. I'm going to learn the rules of cricket, you know. It's like, I miss it, man. I miss it. You know, you don't have to be a huge fan to miss it because, you know, when you got that feeling, it's almost like, you know, a craving. You know, for some kind of food or something, you know, it's almost along those same lines. You know, your mind is just, you know, you want to participate, you want to scream at the screen and watch the missed field goals and yell at, you know, the quarterbacks and whatnot for the flub passes and the bad plays and the bad calls. Yeah, you definitely missed that and you captured all of that in this. This is great, Hatter.
And do you have anything to say, my dear Deb, since you read it?
Just that it's always awesome to read for Hatter because you can almost, like, almost sing it, except I didn't want anybody's ears to bleed because he's really good with his meter. And I like how he was talking about baseball should be starting, but he was listing all the football games, like the Cowboys. Better have a plan how to handle my grandma. She's a Raiders fan. So it was really awesome. And $20 beers. Man, oh, man. Definitely a great Hatter poem. And he's got the Jacksonville Jaguars in the picture because I can tell by the mascots. And that little Jaguar is holding a terrible towel, just saying.
I know. I saw that. That is funny to me, just so you know, because I... Not a reader.
Yeah,
not a,
I know. There's my team, and I have that towel. Just saying.
I know. Just to say it. All right. So we have Budo up, and I shall read Mr. Buddha. Primavera. Untie the bindings of winter's. Hold downs, unravel the folds of the splendor of primavera as she smiles in golden resplendence. End poem. Oh, my goodness. This is the simplicity of this is stunning. The beauty of this is stunning. I mean, untie the bindings of winter's hold downs. Just release it. Just don't be held down by whatever it was. And then the splendor of spring. I love that he used primavera. And just, you know, smile in the beauty of the you know, the gorgeousness of it, in the lavishness of it. I just thought for such few words, this was. Everything that, you know, I thought he just has that specialness of these words and such few words. I don't think I've ever said 20 words that have been so spectacular. And Deb, your thoughts on this?
Well, I'd like some of that primavera, please. Just saying. but there's something sweet about it under the bindings of winter's hold. It really is sometimes because it's like you just want to wrap yourself in a warm blanket and cocoon away from all the cold. So it does seem like, you know, you need to untie the bindings when the weather changes. And as she smiles, and then you think, you know, it might be a young lady, but it to me it looks like like a daddy's little girl in the photo, and when she smiles, it would mean everything, you know. So it's very, very sweet.
Okay, so I'm probably saying the word primavera wrong, or primavera.
No, primavera is right.
Okay. Because it does sound like the pasta, so I just wondered.
Well, yeah, it's the same phrase, just applied differently.
Okay.
Pasta, okay. Primavera, is it? The same Italian, yeah.
Okay. And your thoughts?
Being a foodie, that was exactly where my mind went when I heard Primavera. I was like looking for the pasta, but you know, with the society being the way it is, no carbs, so no pasta. But I was still happy. You know, the mention of the little girl also made me think of the prima ballerina, and you know, that thought of horror was enough to set my mind in that direction. I shouldn't say obviously. I wasn't able to appreciate the picture like you guys were, but you know, my mind still went that way. So you know, even not seeing it, I was there, and you know, that's what he does with his words. He's got that ability to take us where he wants us to go with just a few words, and this is a beautiful example of that.
And in Italian, primavera means spring, but I couldn't help but want some of that food.
Yeah, because I want the light pasta with, you know, I'm the same way.
Yeah, the spring vegetables.
Sunshine and happiness.
Pasta primavera is the spring vegetables.
Yeah.
Seasonal.
It is quite gorgeous. All right, so Deb, what's coming up next for us?
Tomorrow's The Man Cave with Stephen and Hatter, and they're talking superheroes. They'd like to know if you were one, what kind of superhero would you be? And that's at 11 p.m. Eastern. And then on Saturday, on Hatter Day, Hatter, me, and AP want to know where's the frogs. So frogs is the prompt. So I was saying how when I was little, whenever it rained, there was always earthworms in the puddles and hop toads everywhere. And now it's a rare occurrence if I see a frog at all, but it's not a hop toad. It's a tree frog that's stuck to the front door or something. So it can't be a good sign. So where's the frog? And that's the next few days.
When I came to Jersey from Brooklyn, I had a pool in the backyard when I was in my house. I don't know, the abandoned Morris Canal ran behind my house, and there was all these the frogs that sing would come out at night. They would make those noises that sound almost like birds, and drive me up the wall. Oh.
Yeah, I would always hear, like, the bullfrogs and stuff, and it's a creepy sound at night. But, I mean, even that, I just don't hear. So,
yeah.
Where's the frog?
Send in the frogs.
I know. Is that it? I think we're pretty much done.
Sunday. Yeah. Oh, well, Monday is personal prompt, so, you know, you pick a number between 1 and 5, and I'll give you a photo, and then you grab the colors in the word bank and go for it. I'm finding a replacement right now, so bless you.
Thank you. That's my thank you.
And I'm really glad you're back, sweet. You were
me too.
I'm assuming that you're going to go ahead and close up shop, so I'm going to hang up and leave some love and respect
here.
Yeah,
I'm going
to
close up shop.
Good night, Deborah. Yeah.
All righty. Good night, Rock and Tour.
Good night.
Nice meeting.
Night.
Good night, sweet.
All right, Rock. Thanks for hanging out with me. Everybody, thanks for writing. Thanks for being around. I appreciate it. Everybody have a great night, and we'll talk about sweet discussions next week. Have a great one, guys. Love and respect to all.